IELTS Language Lab Test 4, Sport. Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. In this episode, we're going to listen to Bashar, who tried one of the free Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. The task was Speaking Practice 4. Describe a place you enjoy going to. You should say what this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and say why you enjoy it there so much. Comprehension. The first time you listen, decide if Bashar answers all parts of the question.
Our friends introduced us to the Jebel Ali Golf Club and Resort. It's about 20 minutes from Marina in Dubai. And we subscribed there, me and my wife, for the couple's membership. This gives us access, complimentary, might I add, to most of the facilities available there. They have squash courts, they have billiards, table tennis, badminton, and of course the big golf course. We usually go there every once a week. It became a habit of ours to go every Friday morning and spend the whole day there. My wife usually brings her Kindle with her, you know, the digital tablet where she can read the books downloaded. I usually take a friend with me and play squash 1 hour, 2 hours. And we even took a couple of golf lessons to get us started. We're still beginners, but it's a fun sport. And not to mention lazing on the beach, sun tanning for a little bit, and I usually doze off in the afternoon for about 30 minutes, 20 minutes. I like Jebel Ali due to the distance it has from the noise of the city. It's a good place to get away from it all. Having the beach and the ocean in front of you gives you a good relaxing mode. Gets you a good relaxing mode. And there are a lot of things to do there. I forgot to mention also the mini golf course. Whenever we have friends coming over, we always take them to the club to play an 18-hole course, especially if they have never played golf before. That's good fun.
Assessment. Bashar gave us an interesting overview of the place he likes to visit and responded fully to all parts of the task. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Bashar did using the IELTS assessment criteria? Focus on one of the following criteria as you listen: grammatical range and accuracy, lexical resource, that means vocabulary, fluency and coherence, or pronunciation.
Our friends introduced us to the Jebel Ali Golf Club and Resort. It's about 20 minutes from Marina in Dubai. And we subscribed there, me and my wife, for the couple's membership. This gives us access, complimentary, might I add, to most of the facilities available there. They have squash courts, they have billiards, table tennis, badminton, and of course the big golf course. We usually go there every once a week. It became a habit of ours to go every Friday morning and spend the whole day there. My wife usually brings her Kindle with her, you know, the digital tablet, where she can read the books downloaded. I usually take a friend with me and play squash 1 hour, 2 hour. And we even took a couple of golf lessons to get us started. We're still beginners, but it's a fun sport. And not to mention lazing on the beach, sun tanning for a little bit, and I usually doze off in the afternoon for about 30 minutes, 20 minutes. I like Jebel Ali due to the distance it has from the noise of the city. It's a good place to get away from it all. Having the beach and the ocean in front of you gives you a good relaxing mode. Gets you a good relaxing mode. And there are a lot of things to do there. I forgot to mention also the mini golf course. Whenever we have friends coming over, we always take them to the club to play an 18-hole course, especially if they have never played golf before. That's good fun.
Feedback. Grammatical range and accuracy. Bashar's use of English was very good, and throughout the talk his statements are very well formed. Lexical resource. Bashar showed he had a very good range of topic vocabulary and used a variety of good set expressions. For example, this gives us access to most of the facilities. Complimentary, might I add. Not to mention. Lazing on the beach. Doze off in the afternoon. To get away from it all. I forgot to mention. There were only a few mistakes to comment on. Can you spot the mistakes in these statements?
We usually go there every once a week, where she can read the books downloaded. I usually take a friend with me and play squash 1 hour, 2 hour. Sun tanning for a little bit. Having the beach and the ocean in front of you gives you a good relaxing mode. Gets you a good relaxing mode.
These should be expressed as, we usually go there every week, or we usually go there once a week. She can read the books she's downloaded, or downloaded books. Play squash for 1 hour or 2 hours. The verb is to sunbathe, not suntan, and puts you in a relaxing mood or helps you to relax. Fluency and coherence. There were a number of pauses at certain stages of Bashar's talk. However, judging by his use of advanced vocabulary, these pauses do not appear to be due to difficulties with English. They are perhaps more likely the result of his relaxed style of delivery. Nevertheless, Bashar could try reducing the frequency of these pauses to gain the highest grade possible in fluency. Pronunciation. In general, Bashar's pronunciation was clear, and listeners should have little trouble understanding him. That's the end of this lesson. If you're preparing for the IELTS speaking exam, sign up now for the IELTS Speaking Advanced course. You'll listen to advanced level speakers attempting IELTS style practice tests, and we'll look at the kind of errors that tend to occur at this level. We also offer grammar lessons for many of these problem areas, plus exercises to help you master them. You'll learn strategies to help you showcase your English, and vocabulary and functional language exercises will give you the tools you'll need to impress the examiner on the big day. Find out more about the online course on the IELTS Speaking website. That's www.ieltspeaking.co.uk.